fantastic night. A 3-0 win over Everton. And Lamina Kone, what a fantastic signing he has been in defence. But I suppose it was a story of the defenders getting the goals as well. Patrick Van Aanholt with one and Kone with the double, which made it a 3-0 win over Everton. 3 points guaranteed. Sunderland stay up.
Well, let's hear about how the fans are feeling and how James Hunter specifically from the Chronicle is feeling. He joins us now. James, welcome to Radio Yorkshire.
Hi there. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, good. Although I imagine not quite as good as you're doing today.
Obviously it was a long night for me. I had a lot of work to do, but I think that from the fans' perspective, there's a lot of people waking up with sore heads this morning. When you saw the celebrations at full time. You could see just what it meant to the fans to reach safety, and of course, you know, in a given the nature of the rivalry up here, it was almost as important the fact that Sunderland were able to relegate Newcastle as well.
I mean, James, when you look at the job Big Sam's done, I mean, January was crucial, wasn't it? Because the three main permanent signings that were made, all three delivered last night, and in all fairness, have done since they've been signed.
Yes, Sam Allardyce made those three key signings. He actually made five signings in January, but of those five, three of them have gone on to become key players in the second half of the season, and they've made all the difference for Sunderland. In the first eight games when Dick Advocaat was in charge, Sunderland's form was pretty disastrous, and they were plummeting towards the Championship. When Allardyce came in October, he improved their form somewhat. He got more out of those players. But they were still, at the turn of the year, at the halfway mark, they were still heading towards the Championship. But it's what's happened from January onwards that's made the difference. He's brought in those players. And if you just judge on the 18 games since the turn of the year, Sunderland would be in mid-table by now.
James, for Sunderland, it's been a few years where they've been having to just watch the relegation battle beneath them in the league and have been involved in those battles. Do you think, though, with Big Sam, that this is a case of next season we won't see that? We'll see Sunderland look more toward mid-table and maybe above?
It has to be because, there have been so many false dawns in the past. Each time Sunderland have survived relegation by the skin of their teeth over the last 3 years with Paolo Di Canio, then with Gus Poyet, and then last year with Dick Advocaat. Sunderland fans have hoped that this will be the turning point and that the next season wouldn't be a struggle and that the club would have learnt its lesson and brought in the quality signings needed. They absolutely have no excuse this time. They have the right man in place in Sam Allardyce. He's proved in the January transfer window that given financial backing, he can get good value in the transfer market and bring in quality players. He'll have, a huge windfall of cash from the new TV deal this summer, a large slice of which, must be given to him to spend. And with that, I think that the club can certainly establish itself away from the relegation zone. It sounds awful to say that mid-table obscurity is something to aim at, but when you've endured the kind of seasons that Sunderland have recently, a step up into mid-table would be no bad thing. And then you can look to build on that from there.
I was going to say, looking at last night, I know there's been a few videos put online of just what the atmosphere was like, but James, just how good was it? Because obviously, there must have been so many emotions, relief, joy, and also that great fact for the Sunderland fans that they'd relegated the main rival as well.
Yeah, the Sunderland fans, despite, the diet of very thin gruel that they've been served for much of the season, for at least half the season, the Sunderland fans have never wavered in their support of the team, and it stepped up another level in recent weeks, particularly the game on Saturday against Chelsea. The atmosphere was absolutely unbelievable, and the atmosphere last night when Sunderland actually reached safety and, as you say, relegated Newcastle, at least was on a par with that. It was unbelievable to hear 46,000-47,000 Sunderland fans going absolutely crazy. I think the fact that Sunderland did it comfortably with two goals in the first half so quickly, one after the other, meant that you know, some of the nerves and the tension early on in the game were quickly dissipated, and it meant that the second half in particular was kind of played in something of a party atmosphere, with, as you'd expect, much baiting of the rivals.
That rivalry is one of the most well-known, certainly, in UK football. It's one that Sunderland have had the upper hand in of late. I mean, immediately my thoughts go straight to Paolo Di Canio and the reaction after Sunderland got the victory at Newcastle there. What about, though, Newcastle? Do you look at them and think, well, Rafa was brought in too late? Or do you think that even if Rafa had been brought in earlier, do you think Newcastle would still suffer a similar fate?
I think that if Rafa Benitez had been brought in 5 games sooner, I think things could have been very, very different. And when I say that, I don't mean necessarily that it would have caught Sunderland being in such good form, but I think that it's quite possible that both Sunderland and Newcastle would have survived, and it would have wound up being a Bournemouth or Palace or somebody such as that who are just above the bottom four. Could have been easily sucked into it, and both North East teams would have survived, because there's no doubt that in the last 5 games, I think Newcastle are 5 games unbeaten now, Rafa Benitez has had an impact on this Newcastle team, but it's just come too little too late, and really I think that Benitez is exactly the right man that Newcastle needed at the time, but he just didn't have enough games to put things right, and they've got a big challenge now to see if they can keep hold of him, which looks unlikely, it has to be said, you know, at championship level, because they now need somebody to lead them back to the Premier League.
And James, obviously a lot's been made about how good Sunderland were last night, but what did you make of Everton's performance? Because I know on Twitter a few of their fans were saying that basically their team didn't turn up.
Yeah, I mean, Everton were very, very poor. They held on to possession quite well. They did okay for half an hour, 20 minutes, half an hour in the first half. But they never looked like taking charge of the game in terms of creating goal-scoring chances. They did dominate possession, but it's about what you do with your possession. You know, it's fine dominating 70% of the possession, but Sunderland proved that you can win a game 3-0 with only having 30% of the play. I think that you know, Everton look a team in real trouble. I'm not sure that the players are playing for Roberto Martinez at the moment, which is a shame because I like Roberto Martinez, but he has an incredibly difficult job on his hands to try and turn the tide now, and I think that, in all honesty, he's in a no-win situation. I don't think that the Everton fans will get behind him. I think they expect a change this summer, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if that happens.